We took an enormous amount of data. I ended up writing 3 or 4 papers in applied optics, major papers in applied optics. And this is in the history books of astronomy, the measurements we took. We measured the polarization and brightness of the sky during the solar eclipse. And it was with this primitive equipment that we put together. But what impressed me is we didn't miss a lick. We went down every day and practiced and practiced and practiced. And we got so that we could do this thing in our sleep. In fact, sometimes I'd wake up at night and I was doing this, turn this knob, push this button. We had it down perfect. Next door to us was the group from Los Alamos. And they had a kind of class problem, you know, they barely would talk to us. We were kind of embarrassed about our pretty awful looking, you know, kludge of equipment. But they had, everything they had was gold plated. I think it was really gold anodizing, but it was high priced with, where we used nails to put things together, they used anodized Allen screws, very precision made that were inset. And I'll be damned if we got data and wrote papers and those guys got skunked. They didn't get anything. So that tells you something about the Geophysical Institute. One day, we were with Richard Leakey, who the famous... How much time do I have?
Well, we are on schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another minute or two? We are with Richard Leakey, the famous anthropologist who actually has run or is thinking about running for president of Kenya. Very charismatic guy, a real promoter. And we had a lot of fun with Richard Leakey and his wife. And some of the folks were taken up to where they, you know, some of these anthropological sites where they found, you know, the old-fashioned man that 1 million years ago or something like that. And so this was very interesting. But one day, we were asked if we'd like to go out on an island in Lake Rudolph, which is now named, the name, everything in Africa has been Africanized now. It's now called Lake Turkana. There's an island in the middle of the lake, and on that island are some of the world's most primitive people, called the Elmolo. And tragically, I understand that those people are in the process of dying out. There's only 50 Elmolo left in the world. They have been forced up to this godforsaken country by the more powerful tribes because they were basically a weaker tribe. It was Darwinian evolution. And they had really pretty serious health problems for the most part. Their growth was stunted. They had problems because they'd been eating a monochromatic diet of Nile perch. There are perch in Lake Rudolph because once upon a time, Lake Rudolph had been connected to the Nile. And the fish is very good, but you need a little more balanced diet than just fish, day after day after day. And so they were an interesting people living basically in the Paleolithic age, and it was extremely interesting to, you know, be around them. We used to walk by, and the women would be out there, of course, no tops on or anything, and they'd be weaving together their little huts. They'd move their huts every few months. And they really didn't like us guys intruding, and so they'd chew these berries, and as we'd walk by, they'd spit at us. And then we tried our best to befriend them, but we never really were very successful at befriending those particular people. We were successful, especially Larry was successful at befriending many of the other people, the Samburu,